It's Dick Toledo, and I want to thank you guys for downloading, streaming, and sharing all of our HMS podcasting content. Today's podcasting content is being brought to you by our friends at Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Check out their new and used inventory online at chapmandodge.com. And while you do that, have you realized that you're sick of your house yet? Tired of being cooped up every weekend? How about getting away, far away, to where people aren't, like up in the high country? Well, if I've learned one thing in working with a Jeep lover for 20 years, it's that when you want to leave people behind, there's only one thing that'll get you there. The off-road machine, a Jeep. And right now at Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, you can save big on the rolling definition of go big or go home during Jeep Adventure Days. Happening now. Visit them at the Scottsdale Auto Show off the 101 in Indian School or simply do it all online at chapmandodge.com. Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Get more and enjoy today's HMS podcasting content.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
All right, we're going to check in with Jeremy in just a second. He's out there at Safeway, Happy Valley Road and 35th Avenue. But the game that's being played with me on the internet right now is, John, coconut or? And I already told you that. The answer is always going to be the or you present. Coconut is disgusting. Guy says, John, you know, with all your aversion you have for coconut, maybe even Fig Newtons, and the things you're saying that you do instead of eating them, starting to sound like a little bit of a reverse payday stunt, man. Get those lips moistened up. Get Brett's legs out. I think the listeners need to hear this happen. But the difference is the amount of money you'd have to pay me to do payday stunt, man, is absurd. And then I got this
I'll
one.
I'll do it for two,
John.
It's
G.I. Jake here, a proud veteran. And I can't thank you guys enough for showing love to the troops. I did a tour in Iraq while serving in the U.S. Army at age 18. And honestly, I can't tell you enough how much a care package from home means to all of us and those guys. Bless you. Thank you. G.I. Jake, proud veteran. I hear from them all the time. Yep. It's amazing. And we try to, I think there were, 1,300 last year? I think we're down to like 1,100 troops serving, deployed outside of Arizona throughout the holidays and the time that we're shooting for. And just we try to get every one of them something. We did pretty good last year. I think we ended up with, like, we were 100 short. So there's a few Charlie Browns out there that we feel bad about, but we tried.
The dude right next to you? Sorry, dude.
Sorry about that. I got one from home. Hey, I'm from there. I'll give you the gold bond. But, yeah, the care packages, it does. These guys, it matters. And I know it seems small. Like, they get a bunch of supplies. And there's no, like, real moment in that thing where but it's something that makes them feel like they're not forgotten. It's something that makes those troops and all their bored days sitting around, you know, just going through the basics of sitting in another country and not being where they want to be and who knows what's going to happen next and training and going through the motions and paperwork and garbage. It makes them feel like they're lost in the shuffle, and these little packages make them feel
like a piece of home.
Well, that's that, and they just feel they feel remembered, and there's a little gratitude that's like, hey, you know, we don't think about you every day, but we do think about you, and we wanted to make them feel good. You guys do a great job with us. So he says what all the troops are thinking. I'll never be in that position. I was never brave enough to join the military, and I certainly never, you know, I could never fight like that. I'd join the other team. I'd pick who's winning and then grab their uniform. I'd have been in Al Qaeda if I was over there and I was alone. Like, woo!
Come on.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, in a heartbeat. If you're walking around in the desert of Al Qaeda and one of them comes up and
saving
says,
people.
I'm like, yeah, I don't know what I'm doing. If I'm over there in some Christian mission and they came over and said, join or else, like, where's my hat? Like, okay, I'm afraid of you. So that's why, because that's what cowards do, Brady, and that's what I'd have done. Now, in a street fight here in the States and stuff, I'd handle my own. But if Al-Qaeda's there, yeah, cut your head off. I'll fight for a little bit, but I'm not going to win that battle. What am I doing there is my question. Unless I'm in the military, then I'm well-trained. Otherwise, I told you that. That swarm of bees came over the hill when we were four-wheeling once, and I nearly killed Drew. I was on the bees team for a second. I just wanted to let them know that I was going to fight for the bees. There were more of them than us. We couldn't survive that. Luckily, they buzzed by, but I was really seriously thinking about mating with the queen that day. I'm a worker bee at this point.
I will join your hive.
So it's a special mentality those folks do when they join up that military and run overseas and put themselves in potential danger. They're not always out there in war, but they're out there doing stuff that could lead to God knows what. And they're the ones who have to stand up in the front line. So giving them a little something is nice. Is Jeremy calling?
He's on.
Yeah, get him. Oh, he's there. All right. Yep. Yeah, Jeremy, that's because I got letters from veterans saying this matters. So, you know, always know you're doing something important out there at Happy Valley Road and 35th Avenue, Mr. Thomas.
Yeah, absolutely. And we had someone stop by, him and his entire construction crew stop by with a bunch of foot powder. So you guys are welcome for that.
Well done. Well, don't thank
us.
Yeah,
so they did that. We're getting loaded up. No, 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 them. Thank them for dropping it off. You guys were saying no foot powder. I made that happen. You're welcome.
But you're telling them you're welcome.
He's taking credit for the foot powder because they got it somewhere else.
Got it.
See, what Jeremy's doing is making this about himself. You know, Jeremy, I noticed because we're having a little show dinner tonight, and I invited you, and when I told the guys you were coming, nobody said good.
Yeah, I said okay.
Oh, big surprise from Toledo. Ah, oh, color me shocked.
All right, I don't need this thing to turn into a fight right off the bat.
Hey, you want something, Brett? The White Sox suck. Screw you, too.
Why is he getting hit?
See, the hell is wrong with you?
This is why nobody wants you at the dinner.
All right, kick him out.
Yeah, he's out.
He's out. We'll meet you at McDonald's.
I'm going to allow Jeremy
to go to Applebee's. No, no. We'll
Jeremy's allowed to go tonight. He has to order off the kids' menu.
Yeah.
If there is one.
That's fine.
I'll order your meal for you.
Free food.
There's an Olive Garden down the street. You can be there.
It's true. Jeremy's like a stray dog. We won't meet you there. Jeremy would eat bottle caps if we gave them to him. He's a stray dog. It's free. He'll eat it. Yeah. It'll be fun.
Eat out front for the to-go.
Yeah. Yeah. Or
the doggy bags.
That's not a bad idea. You can have what we don't eat. That'll keep the bill
That'll go on for.
That's smart.
I'm eating it all.
He'll do it.
Clean plater.
I told him he has to wear a suit. And he said, "Goodwill, here I come." And I'm like, "All right, that's fine. It's your embarrassment."
So does he still get in if he doesn't wear the suit?
No, he has to go wait in the parking lot on a picnic bench. We'll get you in there. But it's very exciting, Jeremy.
Don't you think? Yes, it is. I feel the warm welcome already.
Oh, we established that as the beginning.
It's all right. I want you there. That's all that matters. The other guys don't at all, but we'll let you.
That's right, Johnny.
That's right, buddy. You know where the bread's buttered. KUPD deployment.
Like my shine that nose.
Yeah, but Brady likes my man. He hasn't learned your name yet, but he'll let my man sit at the table for a little bit. It's good stuff. Jeremy's out there for just a little while longer, probably 20 more minutes if you want to drop some more stuff off. Thanks to everybody who have already dropped things off. And thanks to Jeremy for convincing them to drop things off beyond us doing it here as well. I know the troops should be the ones that get all the stuff, and the people donating should get the thanks. But Jeremy deserves a little thanks as well.
Yes.
For standing.
Thank you.
So nice job, Jeremy.
And the people inside Safeway, they've all been coming out and donating themselves.
Oh, wow.
So it's been pretty awesome.
Donating themselves again, comma. If you need a comma.
Comma.
Yeah.
Comma.
Yeah, yeah, donating themselves. Well done. All right, so keep it up. 20 more minutes and help out KUP deployment at 98kupd.com if you want to find out how you can help. Or you can just go to Happy Valley Road and 35th Avenue with our friend Jer right now. Thank you, Jeremy. We'll talk to you later.
Thank you, sir.
There you go. More of them. Hildy wants to watch me eat a pound of coconut before she says, "I'm going to take my panties off."
You're eating a pound of coconut.
Oh, yeah. Maybe two.
Let me tell you this. That's the first time I've said, "No, I'm not."
Wow.
Bye, Hildy. That's right.
I don't know.
Nope.
I don't know.
Coconut ain't worth it. Now.
I think I'm calling shenanigans on that one.
Plate of human feces?
Yeah, she walks through the door.
I said this. I mean this. Plate of human feces, coconut, and you get Hildy at the end. She got to finish one plate. I'm starting on the poop. I'm going to see how long I can last. Because I would eat that long before I ate coconut. I don't think you realize my seriousness towards the aversion to coconut.
Oh, I realize.
Yeah, it's legit. A little dab of my index finger into the top of that poop swirl. Let me give this
Hello, John.
Nope, I'm not eating coconut for that. No human being is worth it.
She's wearing a coconut top.
Yeah, I'm out. I'm out.
She's on her countertop, John.
There could be coconut in that kitchen. Yeah, no, just thinking of coconut, no.
She's got some Action Ride socks on.
She does have some nice Action Ride socks color. I want those socks. I might need a pound of coconut for those socks. Those are some great socks. I'm influenced. She's an influencer, and it's working. How about that bowl of cigar water or that bottle of cigar water you drank at Sedona? Or coconut. I'll tell you what. I've already ingested cigar water. I can do that again before I eat coconut.
Working in bars and seeing the people that make their way down the bar at closing time trying to drink up all the drinks cigar. Being set on the bar.
Oh, what that's a
bar
thing?
Were you in?
Oh, yeah.
Where?
Oh, yeah.
That had to be a college bar or something.
No, Black Angus. I've worked there.
What?
In Washington. Yeah.
Stuart Anderson would come in there every now and then and finish off the
We were a nightclub after 9 o'clock. People would stroll the bar because that's where we'd put them all and just start chugging.
Somebody said, John, one Almond Joy, both pieces from the package, got to eat it all. Or a full Spirit Airlines cross-country flight where you're in coach in the middle seat between farting Brady and booger-eating Kirby.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Throw in an annoying seat recliner in front of you. Do they even recline on Spirit?
Blood on the plane like the one you had.
Yeah, and a seat-kicking nine-year-old behind you. Get me a ticket on that flight. I ain't eating Almond Joy. No way. You ate a nose hair. Isn't that the same as coconut? No, it's better. Yeah. I believe you would take coconut over the word felching. The fact that it's a debate in my mind tells me how much I hate coconut. Give me that straw. Yeah, I don't know. This is great. Rod Horn said, what the hell's going on over at 93.3? I tuned in for 3 minutes while you were on a commercial break, and it was the dumbest 3 minutes of radio I've ever heard in my life. I thought they fired Mo. Thank you. Thank you very much. I don't know. It's some new show. Don't worry about it. 18 months, they'll be doing it again. What'd you turn it for, you jackass? Stay here. Anyway, yeah, don't even bother with this coconut thing. Remember the Hildy argument where everybody's like, what about if it? Look, there's all up to coconut. Hildy is in. Coconut eliminates Hildy. It's like paper, rock, scissors. Coconut kills Hildy. It's not happening. You don't have any food that does that to you? That in a dare you'd eat poop first?
No.
Not one. There's got to be something out there. Lutefisk is probably one. Like the balut. Would you either eat one of those half-boiled dead duck eggs?
That's a tough one.
You would do it for the story, though.
Yeah, I think you'd eat balut to tell people.
Yeah, I haven't tried it yet.
Right. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Poop. You're willing to try it.
I've eaten lots of poop.
The fact you threw yet on there tells me. You would eat boiled, aborted duck before.
No, I have no desire to do
that.
But
I'd eat balut over coconut.
Poop.
If coconut and that dead duck and an egg. I'd go after the duck. Ugh. Ugh. I'd rather just drink straight vinegar. Glug, glug, glug. Before I'd ever have a bite of coconut. It's the truth. And now you got me on this thing. Now my OCD's kicking in and all these people playing the coconut game. Do you have one? A food that makes you want to you'd either eat poop?
Olive Garden.
The entire menu.
Toro, Italy? Come on. It's 8:46. Well, there you go. He's right. What about you, Toledo?
Yeah, I can't think of anything right offhand.
Nothing?
But I'm with you. Probably lutefisk or balut, those kinds of things.
Those are up there.
I don't like tomatoes, but I like tomato sauce. I like everything. But
it's not like an aversion.
It's not an aversion.
Yeah. I don't know what it is. I don't know what coconut got me that way. It's like a beheading. Strawberries are a close second.
Yeah,
really?
I don't understand that one.
I can't stand strawberries.
Why?
It looks like a homeless man's blackhead-covered nose.
The whiskey nose.
Beyond whiskey nose. The little seeds are like all ripe blackheads. Just want to squeeze and watch all those little seeds pop out. It looks just like if you went up to a guy who's been drinking and sitting in the sun for 20 years next to his cart and just carved his nose off. And you put it on a plate as a garnish, people would think it was a strawberry. Oh. Couldn't tell the difference.
Sauerkraut would be one for me. I can't choke down a sauerkraut.
I don't like it, but I couldn't do it.
I didn't like it when I was younger, but
couldn't do it.
Now I like it.
Yeah. You've made quite a lot of headway with what you like.
Yeah. There's a little bit of a problem.
Yeah. Well, at least you've acknowledged it. That's half the battle, Brady. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what it is. Yeah, strawberries, coconut, the fig thing. Although I did have a fig tree in my backyard. I cut it down, and my neighbors were crazy angry because it made so many figs. But it brought birds in. And then I did something with honey and brown sugar with the figs. And it was okay.
About 2 years ago, someone bought a pack of Fig Newtons. And I haven't had them, you know, in the longest time. But I tried them there. I'm like, not bad. I didn't, you know, I haven't gone to the store and bought Fig Newtons.
Somebody just said, Hildy. Who's Hildy? No.
Thanks for playing along.
Yeah, there you go. Enjoy it.
Sorry. Sorry about the productivity going on in your office now that you've done that.
Right. Yeah.
You might get
What?
Eat one Almond Joy, or John has to adopt a baby and raise it himself.
Raise the baby.
Wow.
I would raise a child for 18 years before I'd eat an Almond Joy. I would love it. I would totally care for it.
Because you like dark chocolate.
Yeah, I do.
Blend it in there.
I like dark chocolate, but I don't want it served to me through a homeless man's ass. It's still dark chocolate, but there's something else on it now, and it's coconut. Somebody said that too. Go down on a homeless lady, or I'm like, why do I even have to continue reading this? I'm going down on her. What if it's her time of the month? I'll bring a beach towel. I'm not eating that Almond Joy.
Ugh. Blech. And mesh.
Yeah, I'd help her push her mesh back in.
Oh,
let me fix that for you.
Come on now.
Here, move a couple of your cats. Let me move a couple. I'm going to patch you up. Do a little drywall. Do a little spackling down here. Get this done. Yeah, I'm with you, lady. I don't like Almond Joy either.
Come on, ready one more time. Say this phrase without sounding gay. I enjoy a delicious fig.
I enjoy a delicious fig.
Okay, come right up, baby.
Here we go.
Come right up, baby.
This fig here. I really like this fig.
The ice cream man has figs.
If you have a bowl of figs, I love it.
Doesn't that sound like I just tried to launch nuclear bombs? The ice cream man has figs. The eagle flies at midnight. Yeah, anyway. So, yeah, the what if whatever, it's a moot point.
John, to bring up an old callback.
Yeah.
Participate in the lemonparty.org debate.
Put it in my mouth.
Or eat coconut.
Put it in my mouth.
Come on.
Absolutely, Brady. That's how bad it is for me with coconut. You just come on. You just pulled a breath. Honestly, it's that bad. I'd film it. I'd show it to friends. I'm like, what was the alternative? Eating an Almond Joy. And everybody would be like, oh, I understand. Yeah, give me a Chinaman and an old torp-looking guy. And put me in a triangle naked with them before I'd ever eat Almond Joys.
Don't do it.
Brett, but black licorice is that for me.
And black licorice is up there, too. I think I'd choke down some black licorice, very disturbed by it, before I do all this other stuff. I think I could eat that.
Wow, there is something above black licorice for you.
That I could, it would be tough, but I'm not going to eat all this other stuff I'm talking about before black licorice. Coconut is.
What about coconut water?
Does it taste like coconut?
No.
It kind of does. It's got that like aftertaste.
Then no. If there's coconut flavoring to it, although it's watered down, so I might be able to tolerate it.
You could guzzle that.
I'd have to be an awful lot of water in that coconut. Ugh. So long as it doesn't taste like coconut, like the word coconut doesn't bother me. It smells like a skunk. Oh, I can't do it. I can't do it. Stop it. Stop asking. Strawberry coconut pie. Oh, Scott Haynes, or be the photographer and say, no, I'm not even going to finish. Give me the camera. Yeah, people are out. Peaches. This guy says peaches are my thing. I can't even see a peach. It makes me want to throw up. I don't know why. Everybody loves them, but I do what you're saying. Yeah. Bacardi coconut. Yeah, I'm not a rum guy. I don't like any of that stuff. Anyway, so now you know about me and coconut. So there it is. Brady will finish my coconut. You took me to that place. I was mad. I was mad that day. You're going to love this soup. I'm like, I don't like restaurant soup. You can hide too much in it. Oh, you're going to love it. This
Tom Kai guy
swill comes out in this everybody share it bowl, which I'm already out on. Like a couple ladles. I don't even remember that.
The all skate soup.
I wish the whole restaurant would have burned down.
It's a ladle.
There's a ball of hair in the center of this dishwater. It stinks like a skunk exploded. Brady's like, woo, you're going to love this. Ladles out a wad of hair with the thing. And I'm like, what is this? And I did it. And the first thing was coconut flavor. Like the first, and it burned my tongue like I was like Regan and her pea soup throwing up. And I just was done. And I remember being angry. Like, oh, I can't believe
what's wrong with it, you fig?
It was so bad.
Jeez.
You want some more of the devil's...
Yeah, I guess I'll have another ladle of devil seed.
So good.
So bad. And that's why that restaurant is no more, because their food tasted like skunk butt.
It's still open.
Is it? It shouldn't be. Close it. Is it in the same spot?
In Old Town Scottsdale.
No, they got one over there. I bet you they don't serve that soup anymore. Too many people died.
Gallons.
Too many people died. Oh, so bad. You took me there. We drove all the way to like North Scottsdale for that one, too.
Desert Ridge.
Way out there. Man, it was too far. I'd be starving. I'd die from that. There you go. Sorry about that. We may have some Porta subs for you. They got a coconut special going on right now. We're going to get you a couple delightful sandwiches. I hand that food out. It's 98 KUPD. No coconut.
You guys partake?
I'll partake. 98. Hit me.
98 KUPD. You want to get away. Far away. To a place people aren't. You know what'll get you there? A Jeep. That's right, an off-road machine with a big lift and big tires. A rolling definition of go big or go home. And at Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, you can save big on every new Jeep during the Jeep Adventure Days. Happening now. Visit us at the Scottsdale Auto Show off the 101 and Indian School Road or do it all online at ChapmanDodge.com. Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Get more.